My name is Harsha Adarkar. I have been a human resource professional for the past 28 years, have worked for many organizations. Today we are going to discuss about HRIS, that is Human Resource Information System. It's an introduction to HRIS. The objectives of this chapter are, it will explain you the concept of HRIS and its importance. Understand the need for HRIS to exist and function. It will describe the process of HRIS evolution in detail and the critical elements for the creation of an HRIS. A human resource information system is a software solution that maintains, manages, processes, and deals with detailed employee information and human resource related policies and procedures. Failing to properly plan for HRIS maintenance can have disastrous consequences, such as information leaks or losses. So it's important to make sure a plan is in order before implementation is even complete. Now this will include running the trials before entering the real data, selecting professionals, roles to enter the data. Parallel test of the new system is also very much required. Spot checks, results frequency is also required. Now let's look at what are the HRIS data sources. So the data that will come in will be from recruiting, organizational data, learning management, job architecture, compensation and benefits, succession planning, and talent development. The mechanization of the information altogether diminishes the probability of mistakes in entries disparities between records. HRIS facilitates the development of an integrated and vast repository of employee data, taking into account more mind-boggling and mixed investigation by organization executives, expediting better choice making and enhanced business productivity. Human assets are critical for any company and explicitly the IT industry where employees perform the functions of the talent stores. To use the employee's productivity, it is basic to have full depiction about the worker, that is the workforce, and in addition, the employment for which he or she is accessible. HRI supports the companies to overcome such challenges by planning the amount of employees and also their set of responsibilities. Let's look at definition and the scope of HRIS. According to Kavanagh and Tannenbaum, a human resource information system, HRIS, is a system used to acquire, store, manipulate, that is to use for the benefit, analyze, retrieve, and distribute pertinent information regarding an organization's human resources. Any organization prior implementing HRIS, a good amount of planning is required. There are areas which every organization has to pay attention to. Something like when you're planning an HRIS or starting the project of HRIS, the trials have to be run because a huge amount of data is going to get collected, entered, and incorporated. So the trials are important. It is very important that the team who will work on HRIS, the professionals, the roles who will come into creating of that organization's HRIS has to be selected prior. For the new system, it has to be seen whether whatever is prepared is running properly or not. And the spot checks have to be run frequently. Prior, it is open to all the employees of the organization. Now, it's interesting to know that from which areas the data will come in to the HRIS. Okay, so recruitment data will be brought in because that's an entry level of the employees. Organizational data, organizational organogram will be brought in. Who's who will be created and entered into the system. The learning and development data, which is called as learning management, the entire cycle of employee learning has to be created and that to be entered in the system. The job architecture, the various types of roles and job descriptions also will come in place. Employee related compensation and benefits, the salary related facts will come in. How people will succeed each other or which are the different roles which will follow in the succession plan. So succession planning data will come in. And people at large, the talent development process of the company also will give the data to HRIS to be fed in. HRIS facilitates the development of integrated and a vast repository of employee data. It takes into account, there is a huge data floating in the organization. Okay, so HRIS talks to every kind of data related to employee life cycle. Okay, so there is a lot of data that can be actually mind-boggling. So organization executives to make better decisions, this data will actually play a vast role. Human assets are critical for any company because it's people who come and run the show of the business for the organization. So employee data is very critical. And the talent data, who is the talent of the organization, that also is fed in HRIS. Employees' productivity, how people are performing, and for what roles people are in the organization. So entire HRIS handles this part. HRIS supports the companies to overcome the challenges of planning, workforce planning, and also the responsibilities that are assigned to those roles. Let's look at the definition and the scope. What is the scope of HRIS? So Kavanagh and Tarrenbaum, they define this HRIS as a human resource information system. It is used primarily to acquire, store, manipulate, means to use it for primary objectives for the benefit of the organization. Analyze, retrieve from time to time, to refer to the data from time to time, and distribute particular objective-driven information regarding to human resources. So primarily, HRIS systems are required for effective management of an organization. It's not simply hardware or a software, but it includes people, forms, policies, procedures, data, and the information. So actually making the entire organization's data in a soft platform and use it for various decision makings in the organization. HRIS is quite vast. It talks about the personal administration subsystem as well. It intends to keep personal records, personal record of every employee, and data related to leaves that people take, transfers that happen to people, promotions, increments, all this data comes under personnel administration. It also includes information that can assist human resource function to mobilize, plan the careers of the people, also the succession planning, and inputs for the skill development of people in the organization. Procurement is another subsystem of HRIS. The advertisement module, recruitment sources, when the organization publishes the vacancies. Earlier, it used to get published in the newspaper. Today, it is published online through various portals, job portals. So the applicant's information, selection procedure, people's appointments, and the placement data, this all also come in the HRIS, very handy and ready for people to use. Learning and development is another subsystem of HRIS. It creates the course material, the training schedule, training module, training methods, and appraisal of training programs. Now, when people join the organization, through their interview, they come with a certain skill set. However, to help the organization, to help the better productivity and the performance, what is important that the HR function decides what are the enhanced skills that every type of role as per the functions are required. And when the training skills are identified, the course material is created. The training classes are scheduled in the system. The managers nominate people. And that is how people attend the training courses or learning courses. They can be indoor, they can be outdoor, they can be online. And then how this program has benefited to the organization and to that particular function and those employees. That also gets evaluated through HRIS. Now, what is the basic need for this HRIS? Okay. HR function has been one of the first to automate alongside the accounting system. In finance department, accounting required automation. Similarly, HR required automation. Okay. So for the HR self-help, e-learning, and knowledge sharing primarily, the automated part has brought in. Any HRIS comes with the capability or support or service of reporting. Many reports are created out of HRIS. There are systems which tracks before they become employees, before any candidate becomes employee. There are systems which talk to the payroll and other financial system. Some of the reasons why primarily HRIS came into being. So for the purpose of storing each employee's information, the data reference, employees' data management, payroll accounting, benefits, employee benefits, and how the planning should be worked out. That is, these are the key reasons why an information system should come handy for certain decisions to be made in the organization. In organization, the HR function, the HR officials have to make certain decisions or consult the data related to the employee. So for day-to-day personal issues or planning for the HR work, budgeting, supporting the management for various decisions that they need to take, implementing and monitoring the HR decisions or the plans for that financial year, you need to have data collected at one place. And this is one of the primary reasons how HRIS came into place. Also, organization needs to deal with a lot of government and other public responses. For that as well, the entire collected data at one place to compare for consulting, offering consulting to the management are required, and that is stored through HRIS. Decision making in one area for employee purpose, every year as per the productivity and the performance of people, there is an appraisal cycle. There is a performance evaluation that happens quarterly, 6 monthly, on annual basis. So for the purpose of promotion, for the purpose of bringing the right talent for the right role and responsibility, so sometimes organization also or management also needs to take decision about transferring certain employees because that's a business requirement. Sometimes it is employee's requirement for his personal reasons. For nominating for certain areas of learning that brings credentials to the organization, for the reason of settling employees' provident fund, retirement, gratuity, leave, travel conveyance, for the leave compensation primarily part. So these are various areas where HR team has to keep consulting. So all these years, what used to happen, I'm talking about 30 years prior, yeah, huge employee files will be stacked. And every time the HR person has to walk up to that stacking and bring out the file and consult all the paperwork. So HRIS came to help where online you can see the data and you can do the consultation, you can do create the reports and consult the information which is there. Okay. Another reason is cost cutting. I would say cost optimization. It's a little painful to see cost cutting as a word, and improving accuracy. Yeah. There can be a human error when you are consulting the data manually. When it is stored at one place and you are retrieving, the decisions become easy, time effective, and cost effective. Another thing is reporting and analytics is the area which HRIS brings in. Okay, management requires lots of reports every week, every month end, every quarter. So organizations track the key metrics about their employees and the entire workforce. So the reports are available through HRIS. HR managers, HR business partners, SMEs, subject matter experts, COEs, HR Center of Excellence, okay? All these roles consult this data and the crucial information for the organization, primarily for decision making, come in place. Another area is wherever there is a issue, challenge, difficulty, okay, the root cause for that problem has to be consulted. In the larger organization, it would become more difficult. The widespread organization, the employee reach, the employee postings are widespread. Sometimes it's a global organization. Then this entire data has to be at one place, and it also helps to tap the root of the problem. The more the organization grows, the more the information is required. So HR reports provide a streamlined way, in an organized way, and presents the information. For the purpose of planning, that's another area. Okay, every year, at the every end of the financial year, the management looks at its strategy for the next financial year. For the vision, mission, purpose, maybe for next 3 years or next 5 years, every year the management requires information. And the HR has access to the right data. And it figures out how it is working with the existing policies, the needs of the organization, and the planning comes in place. Small, clear, and crisp data helps for better planning, and also the next step of which talent to bring in the place, so for hiring purpose as well. Yeah. The data helps, and also reviewing, adding, bringing into the market practices, in the policies, people policies, people development policies, people hiring policies, people treatment policies. Okay. And importantly, the expenses, HR also holds wage bill, employee expenses. So HR has support on that data too, because the compensation and salary and increment and various types of costs that are added for human workforce is stored in HRI. So it helps. Let's understand the evolution of HRIs. The first computerized human resource application in business took place at General Electric in early 1950s. We all know GE as an organization. So in those years, HR evolved rapidly and transformed into complex system. Okay. So there are almost three generations how this HRI's evolution happened. There's a discussion that you will now listen to. The first generation of computerized HRIs is involved in a conversion of manual information, keeping systems to computerized system. A large external service bureau ran the resulting systems. In the case of very large firm, an in-house mainframe computer, costly process and crunch payroll and other data and in. So all this data has to be processed manually. What we have discussed, what kind of HR work brings into the organization. So costly processor, crunched payroll, and other data had a very limited access to the system. All this data used to be manual. So data moved from the file cabinet to a mysterious mainframe. That was the beginning. So now the human resource data came into under the care of a computer group that was either in-house or maybe the agency is sitting outside the organization, a contracted agency, okay? And there would be a request from human resource personnel for information to the agency all the time that we require this data. The system did result in a significant decrease in the time required to produce most reports, because the request first needs to be created with the agency that the data that you are holding on to about our company, please send these reports, okay? And the HR function started realizing that there is a lot of dependency. Post sending the request, then the follow-up, the data will get tabulated as per the request, and then the reports will come, and then HR will put it up to the management. So many human resource managers regretted not having direct access to their own data. So some even long for the old days of paper files, because time is very important. The response time in the organization presented to the management is very crucial, because business is all about decision making. So when management asks HR for certain data, and then HR requests to the external agency, it used to take time. So the HR personnel used to feel that, oh, it was better to walk up to the cabinet and open the file and refer to the data. There's a lot of dependency on outside organization. So as 1970 advanced, the second generation of the computerized HRIs got initiated. And there was an introduction of mini computer. So mini computers handle a network of simultaneous uses and have multiple input and output device. So the kind of computer that we see today, or the kind of laptops that we handle, the personal computer that we handle, are far different than the first version that came in 1970. It had lots of attachment to it. These devices facilitated the transition from strictly batch processing to interactive processing. The second generation of computerized HRIs was completed in early 80s with the arrival of personal computer. Low-cost standalone computers moved to data processing to the desktop. The data repository was moved to the human resource professional desktop. So now our HR person had the information storage system on his or her own desktop. At the same time, mainframe and mini computer system were being made much more accessible and user-friendly. So the work advanced because industry was demanding, the more response time was required, the easy accessibility for decision-making and the reports creation, access to the information was required. So from functional standpoint, however, human resource managers were doing their jobs in the same basic manner they always had. The one major difference was that computerization allowed them to do more and to do it more rapidly. That's what the response time here we are referring to. Around in the 80s, a survey revealed that more than 85% of the respondents used computers in one capacity or another in HR function. A similar survey conducted in 90s and found that more than 99% of the respondents had automated one or more human resource function. See, this has not come very easily. Okay. Throughout the world, people also had an apprehension that if the machine takes over my moments and my importance, will my role continue? But the kind of response time that enhanced with the assistance of the computer and information system online, it inspired HR professionals to use it and to use it for their benefits and for organizations' benefit. And that is how the usage from 85% went on to 99%. And today it's used as a tip of finger. Then came the third generation of computers. Okay, and this included moving the data repository from some mainframe or computer group to desktop caused a great deal of excitement in the human resource field. So human resource professional began to see the possibility of new application of the computer. So merely computerizing what not been done manually, they started visualizing ways to use, what are the different ways to handle this data. And this also changed the way HR function was performing their tasks, their support to the management to collect the data, analyze the data and present. The basic idea was to integrate many of the different human resource functions. Primarily human resource as a function or as a department has many arms. It's a huge umbrella. And every sub-function has its own data, has its own policies and processes. So this entire data, if somebody needs to look at somebody like head of the department, when all these sub-departments can be viewed, their way of work, the data that comes in with people, the processes and policies which are applied to this data, and how this data will help in efficiency. So the integrated umbrella could be seen by the HR function. The software vendors observe the desire of the human resource professional and they started developing the system to integrate the various areas with different applications to make it quite resourceful. The result was the third generation of the computer. The third generation took system far beyond being merely data or a data repository, and it created tools with with which the HR people can do much more. The extent to which the organization has developed the HRIS varies from organization to organization. Well, there is one more factor. All types of organization do not resort to a same type of HRIS. It depends on what business the organization is attending to. What products and services do they serve? How is their workforce? So that calls for the requirement of the data processing. That is how the usage of HRIS or the applications in HRIS, the modules in HRIS differ from organization to organization. Primarily, the usage is at center to make a decision.